This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Armando Beltran. Date of birth, September the 5th, 1958. Case ID number 2214880. Date of examination, July 26, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Calvo, dated 5/7/2021. And medical records from Rio Grande Valley Adult Eternal Medicine, dated 10/13/21. Identifying information. This is a 63-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of multi-level degenerative spondylosis / sciatica, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and depression / anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in May of 2020. Where he worked for Solar Ray, checking merchandise in all the 7-Elevens for 3 years. He also worked in customer service for another company for 6 years, as well as a sales rep for 9 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. He states he has applied a couple of times for disability, and he's presently not receiving disability benefits. At the present time, he lives in a house with his family. Allegations number one, multi-level degenerative spondylosis / sciatica. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Number four, depression / anxiety. History of allegations, multi-level degenerative spondylosis / sciatica. The claimant states that in 2015, he fell at work and injured his lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is an aching shooting pain, which radiates down both legs and is located mostly in the lumbar sacral back area. He has had no surgery for this condition. An MRI was performed, which revealed bulging discs of the L1, L2, and the L2, L3 area, along with spinal stenosis. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 20 pounds above his head, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He did receive a few injections, but is no longer receiving any other treatment. His physician at this time is Dr. Jose Lattes. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses all the time for the support. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, but not doing any other exercise at this time. He denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy, secondary to lack of funds. He's presently on Motrin, 800 milligrams TID, which does give him relief. At one time, he states he was on Tylenol with codeine, which did help him with his back. He was diagnosed with multi-level degenerative spondylosis with sciatica, along with bulging discs of the L1, L2, and L2, L3 area, along with spinal stenosis. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2010, he was having occipital headaches that he had been having for approximately 3 years before being diagnosed with hypertension. He states that he had also had some blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 156 over 102 mmHg, which is high. He is presently on Losartan 100 milligrams QD. and hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams QD. His condition appears not to be well controlled or treated at this time, and he may need more medication. Also, his blood pressure may be high because he appeared to be in pain. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2019, he was diagnosed with a very high cholesterol level. He was started on atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD. His last total cholesterol level was 196. His LDL was 101, and his triglycerides were 253, which is high. However, his cholesterol is normal at this time. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. And the claimant does also have a hemoglobin A1C of 5.7, which is normal. His condition appears to be well-treated at this time. Allegation number four, depression slash anxiety. The claimant states that in 1998, he developed symptoms of depression and anxiety with sadness, decreased appetite, insomnia, and crying spells. He states that it affected him so much that he was not able to work well. He also states that he sometimes had anger problems and decreased motivation. The claimant has also had a brother who died in 2019 from a stroke, and he lost also two co-workers and family members from COVID-19, which has caused a lot of depression in his life. He has had suicidal ideation, but has had no suicidal attempts. He is presently on bupropion 100 milligrams QD, and his condition appears to be stable. However, his condition is also guarded at this time. Family history: father died at the age of 78 from diabetes mellitus and hypertension complications. His mother died. His mother is 92 and has dementia. Medications: hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams QD, losartan 100 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD, gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, sildenafil 100 milligrams QD, testosterone, cypionate 200 milligrams IM Q2 weeks, bupropion 100 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, erectile dysfunction, comma, hypogonadism, comma, morbid obesity, comma, opioid dependence, comma, depression slash anxiety, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, erectile dysfunction, comma, major surgeries, none. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant does have a history of drinking a six-pack of beer every weekend for 30 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant states he used marijuana, and his last usage of it was in 2003. He denies any use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 241 pounds, height 5 feet 8 inches, BP 156 over 102 mmHg, heart rate 101 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 37, general. This is a 63-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress, but did present depressed and tearful. to this examination. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has enormous cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroicterus was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudae, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal, but corrected with glasses. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision was OD uncorrected, 20/70. Pinhole was 20/40. Corrected was 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was a lower and neuro-oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent, but his mood was depressed for the time and somewhat not appropriate. He did have clear thought processes, and his memory was intact. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which he does need. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had multiple muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the lumbar sacral spine and the thoracic spine. However, the cervical spine was normal. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and then the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally with spasms noted. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty getting up and down from the exam table without assistance. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes without difficulty. He does also have problems walking at a tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He does require an assistive device at this time. Grip strength is +5/5. Cranial nerves 2-2 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory exam was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have multiple muscle spasms noted of the lumbar sacral spine area. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. However, the claimant does have problems with lumbar sacral back pain. He is unable to heel, toe, and walk normally without a cane. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to multi-level degenerative spondylosis with a history of radiculitis bilaterally and bulging disc along with spinal stenosis of the lumbar sacral back area. Probable diagnoses: multi-level degenerative spondylosis / sciatica with spinal stenosis by MRI and bulging disc. The claimant appears to have an abnormal physical exam and may have spinal stenosis causing his lumbar sacral radiculopathy and may benefit either from injections or possible surgery. Number two, hypertension - being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 156 over 102 mmHg, which is high. It might be high secondary to his pain. Hypercholesterolemia - being treated at this time. Appears to be well controlled. Number four, depression / anxiety. Being treated at this time. The claimant does appear to be depressed. His condition is stable but guarded. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Armando Beltran.